heart said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do?" When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year, and said unto him, "We will not hide it from my lord, how that our money is spent. My lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our lands." And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. But the bullock and his hide, his flesh and his dung, he burnt with fire without the camp, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the flesh and the hide he burnt with fire without the camp. And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man, when he giveth of his seed unto Molech, and kill him not, moreover, the Lord thy God will send the hornet among them, until they that are left, and hide themselves from thee, be destroyed. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ox or his sheep go astray, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt in any case bring them again unto thy brother. In like manner shalt thou do with his ass, and so shalt thou do with his raiment, and with all lost thing of thy brother's, which he hath lost, and thou hast found, shalt thou do likewise. Thou mayest not hide thyself. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ass or his ox fall down by the way, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt surely help him to lift them up again. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned unto other gods. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. And she said unto them, Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way. And Joshua said unto Achan, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, hide it not from me. And there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezerite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord hath said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves, and in thickets, and in rocks, and in high places, and in pits. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul my father seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place, and hide thyself. And he said unto him, God forbid. Thou shalt not die. Behold, my father will do nothing either great or small, but that he will show it me. And why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so. And David said unto Jonathan, Behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go, that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day at even. And when thou hast stayed 3 days, then thou shalt go down quickly, and come to the place where thou didst hide thyself when the business was in hand, and shalt remain by the stone Ezel. Then came up the Ziphites to Saul to Gibeah, saying, Doth not David hide himself with us in strongholds in the wood, in the hill of Hakilah, which is on the south of Jeshimon? And the Ziphites came unto Saul to Gibeah, saying, Doth not David hide himself in the hill of Hakilah, which is before Jeshimon? Then the king answered and said unto the woman, Hide not from me, I pray thee, the thing that I shall ask thee. And the woman said, Let my lord the king now speak. Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Kirith, that is before Jordan. And Micaiah said, Behold, thou shalt see in that day, when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king arose in the night and said unto his servants, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry. Therefore are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, When they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city. And Micaiah said, Behold, thou shalt see on that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. Only do not two things unto me, then will I not hide myself from thee. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time, and remember me. Though wickedness be sweet in his mouth, though he hide it under his tongue, they turn the needy out of the way, the poor of the earth hide themselves together, that he may withdraw man from his purpose, and hide pride from man. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. Hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Chief Musician, a Psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, for ever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long keep me as the apple of the eye? Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the... For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquity. To the chief musician on Neginoth, Maskil. A Psalm of David, when the Ziphims came and said to Saul, Doth not David hide himself with us? Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. To the chief musician on Neginoth, Maskil. A Psalm of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. How long, Lord? Wilt thou hide thyself for ever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin is Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Take counsel, execute judgment. Make thy shadow as the night in the midst of the noonday. Hide the outcast, bewray not him that wandereth. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Is not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Take the girdle that thou hast got, which is upon thy loins, and arise. Go to Euphrates, and hide it there in the hole of the rock. And it came to pass after many days that the Lord said unto me, Arise, go to Euphrates, and take the girdle from thence, which I commanded thee to hide there. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Then said the princes unto Barak, Go, hide thee, thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where ye be. Then Zedekiah the king sent, and took Jeremiah the prophet unto him into the third entry that is in the house of the Lord. And the king said unto Jeremiah, I will ask thee a thing, hide nothing from me. But if the princes hear that I have talked with thee, and they come unto thee, and say unto thee, Declare unto us now what thou hast said unto the king. Hide it not from us, and we will not put thee to death. Also what the king said unto thee. Take great stones in thine hand, and hide them in the clay in the brick kiln, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tophonies, in the sight of the men of Judah. But I have made Esau bare, I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thine ear at my breathing, at my cry. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. The cedars in the garden of God could not hide him. The fir trees were not like his boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like his branches, nor any tree in the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. And though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out thence, and though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea, thence will I command the serpent, and he shall bite them. Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. And said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb.